My name is Sebastian Vaught in Springfield, Massachusetts. There is a lot of talk on the inflow of children from Latin America. It's quite simple, and it's the fault of those debating the American immigration policy. People in those countries, they're not stupid. They know what's going on in the U.S. They also know that Americans are good-hearted people, and with the passage of the immigration bill, most likely all these kids and the rest of the Latinos that are already in the U.S. will be granted U.S. citizenship.
Hi, this is Nancy Summer from Adams, Massachusetts. I just heard a reporter refer to Binghamton as an upstate town. Having grown up in the Syracuse area, which is arguably central New York, and hearing your reporter refer to Binghamton, which is on the southern tier, practically on the Pennsylvania state line, as upstate, I have to wonder, how would you refer to Potsdam, or Plattsburgh, or Ogdensburg? I like New York City as much as the next person, but could you please stop using New York City as the sole reference point for every other city and town in the great state of New York?
This is Gordon Dunham calling from Pittsfield, Mass., and I'm listening to the roundtable. I think Barack Obama is a superior president. He has really done a lot, considering a Congress that goes against everything he does. The only reason he isn't going to be one of the greatest presidents that we've ever had is because of this ridiculous Congress that doesn't like the fact that he's black. They're still fighting the Civil War.
Hi, WAMC just aired Governor Cuomo ranting and raving about the importance of traffic cameras and how we all obey the rules of the road. Why doesn't WAMC air more about Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, when he committed 15 points worth of moving violations back in like February or so in New York City with a state police officer behind the wheel? 11 points on a license, I think, is immediate revocation of someone's license. So why is it okay for Bill de Blasio to commit all these moving violations, which would result in immediate loss of his license or whomever was driving that SUV in New York City back in February this year? And yet, for the rest of us, you know, we go to jail perhaps for doing what Bill de Blasio did.
This is Peter Buttenheim calling from Williamstown, Massachusetts. I am a long-term member of WAMC and currently a seasonal member. I am particularly fond of your homegrown shows, such as The Roundtable and Midday Magazine, the shows that are syndicated from WAMC, such as The Health Show, 51%, The Book Show, Alan's Journalism Show. Also, the fact that you have Morning Edition and All Things Considered is wonderful. And my favorites forever have been Prairie Home Companion and those wonderful Tanglewood concerts all summer long. I'm calling to ask all other seasonal residents to become members of WAMC, whether they're in the area for 3 weeks or 3 months. WAMC is truly worthy of our support. 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. Thank you.